Well, I think it's for the Singaporeans to decide. I mean, the country has all the potential to do it if they so decide. They have the technological capacity, they have the financial ability to do it, they have the regulatory institutions in place, perhaps, you know, in terms of the ASEAN context, one of the best. So, but again, no decision has been taken, and when that happens, you know, this could be done relatively fast, as I told my colleague here.
How this collaboration between Singapore and IAEA over the years has grown, and what more Singapore can play in building a safe and peaceful nuclear technology environment in Singapore and also in the region?
Yeah, well, the cooperation has taken a number of dimensions that have to do with nuclear applications, not nuclear energy in principle, nuclear applications in medicine, in food, agriculture, environment. We have been working with different Singaporean institutions very successfully. Now, of course, there is this new ingredient because there is an interest to move into nuclear energy, and this is going to be adding frequency, maybe, and intensity of the contacts we are having.
With Singapore building this capability and continuing to build this capability in the next few years, right? Do you see Singapore as a standard for other countries to follow?
Well, in many areas, this country has been looked up as a country that, in the developing world, for example, as a country that has been able to move very consistently, seriously, building institutions, creating the conditions for an economy that works well. And I think, in my own experience, that transpires very clearly into the nuclear sector. What I see in my interactions with the nuclear regulator here, with the Nuclear Safety Research Institute, and other institutions here, the university, is a very serious approach. So I'm very optimistic about a future nuclear Singapore.